Confession number 27. I have been made righteous. Yesterday we learned and confessed that we have received the gift of righteousness. In confession number 13, we confirmed and confessed that we have been declared righteous. Now, in Romans 5, 18 and 19, we see these words. We see these truths. Therefore, as through one man's offense, that would be Adam, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, that would be our Lord, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. It is because of this we can confidently confess we have been made righteous. We have this same truth presented in 2 Corinthians 5:21. There we find, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. In our passage, in Romans 5, 18 and 19, the word made does not mean to make something as in to form something. The word means to constitute something, to ordain something. By the perfect and finished work of our Lord, and because we are in him through salvation, we have been made, we have been constituted righteous. The force of the word tells us that we have been made righteous, and he is continuing and will continue this blessing. Notice the contrast. Through Adam's sin, we were all made sinners. That does not seem fair. But through our Lord's obedience, to fulfill every detail of the salvation plan of God, we, who have been redeemed, have been made righteous. Thinking naturally, that does not seem possible. It seems too easy. But that is precisely the truth. Need we say it again? He paid it all. He did it all. As you walk in the world today, bask in the truth of our glorious position and condition in our Lord of being made righteous. Confession number 27, I have been made righteous.